Well, if you've ever thought about being a midwife or taking on some of that, there are some new technologies happening at the moment. Very exciting developments. And to talk with us about it from the School of Nursing and Midwifery at the University of Newcastle, Jessica Williams. Good morning, Jessica. Let's have a look through some of the new exciting technology that's upon us at the moment.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what is exciting in this space at the moment? What are some of the new technologies coming forward?
So we're currently doing something very, very exciting within our Bachelor of Midwifery degree here at the university. And we've implemented something that currently is new around the world as far as the type of training that we're doing when it comes to learning neonatal resuscitation. And so what we've got here is a bunch of virtual reality style equipment that allows students to be transported away from the environment they're currently in into a virtual birthing room, and so they become part of that space, 360 degrees, can turn around, look up, look down, and interact with the people and the objects that are in front of them through the use of virtual reality. And it basically runs them through a scenario where a baby's been born and that baby is compromised, and they have to go through the steps as they would in a real clinical situation, going by our best evidence-based practice, as far as the steps to resuscitate that baby to ultimately save its life.
It's almost like playing a computer game with the virtual reality glasses on, except we're talking in real-life situations.
Yes.
What are some of the benefits you think this will have for students, being able to have that almost real-like situation well before it happens?
Yeah, so it's really difficult to, I guess, get training in this area, apart from the exposures you might have in the real clinical environment. But in that sort of instance, time is of the essence, and you don't have time to be making mistakes as you go along. And we do know that medical practitioners, nurses, midwives, when they feel like they're under a lot of stress during emergency situations, they're more likely to make mistakes. And so the beautiful thing about this technology is it's very, very flexible in the way that students are allowed to learn. The headsets that we have here, the students are able to take home and they can practice in their own time using this virtual reality app. So they can have the freedom to make mistakes and learn from them and go through the steps and really cement, you know, the specific order that we should be doing things in when responding to a neonatal resuscitation emergency. So when they're presented with that sort of scenario in real life, some of those actions become so automatic, almost robotic, in that they've now repeated them so many times that some of those initial things as far as setting up equipment and getting things ready for the birth of a baby, they can do without even thinking. So when the baby is then born, they can purely focus on the condition of that baby and what they need to actually do to get it breathing again.
Jessica, you mentioned that in the real-life scenario, you don't really have time to learn at that point. You've got to be already up on it. The closest thing I can liken this to, potentially, is flight simulators for those becoming pilots. Now, technology changing all the time. Where do you see this all going? What possibly could be next?
Well, we've got a couple of different kinds of equipment here that we are using, and our virtual reality stuff isn't designed to just completely replace the traditional methods that we've been teaching our students, such as getting hands-on with a dummy. We recognize that there can be limitations with virtual reality, and that you, at this stage, with the way that it's currently at, they're not getting physically hands-on with something, and that's important with certain elements when it comes to this type of situation. But it will allow students to have more flexibility in the way that they learn. We'll be able to respond more to the different styles of learning that students have, recognizing that different people learn in different ways. We'll be able to meet the needs of students a little bit more easier, particularly those who live very far away from campus that normally would have to travel in to be able to practice in one of our hands-on simulation environments. And so it really just provides just this multimodal way of learning to just really enhance the teaching experiences that we're able to give our students.
I think once again you've latched onto the key there that many of us, we all learn differently, and for those also studying remotely, this is a great way for them to get some of that hands-on experience as well, making the mistakes in the virtual reality before they get out into real life. Thank you, Jessica Williams from the School of Nursing and Midwifery, and who'd have thought my love of computer games could set me up to be a midwife. 2NURFM, it's 24 past 11. And